Bob, you got a caller on the line. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Right. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're no stranger, that's for sure. I've spoken to you before, and you're here for a very good reason, because you're a pastry chef, an educator, and you've been a chef and creator and foodie-loving traveler for over 25 years. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thanks again for having me on the show. It's always good to chat with you.
Absolutely. And, of course, your dad's probably listening, too, Buffalo Bob.
Of course he is. Always very proud.
So you just came out with a cookbook.
Yeah, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do. And, you know, after doing a lot of Food Network stuff over the years, being an educator, working with my students, I've developed so many recipes, and I've always kind of wanted to be able to share that with the public. So for the past 2 years, I've been quietly writing a cookbook and compiling a variety of different things. It's gone through a lot of different type of iterations and such, but I landed on, you know, something that actually reflects the high school curriculum I've been teaching for the past couple years.
Yeah, and you're a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, too, in Hyde Park.
Yes, I'm a graduate. I have all of my degrees are from there. I've got an associate's in baking and pastry, a bachelor's in management, and I was one of their first graduating classes in their food business master's program.
And you're very, very busy. Now you have a cookbook out. And by the way, what a beautiful-looking book, too, may I add.
Thank you. You know, it was a big thing, you know, when we're thinking about what is it going to look like? How's it going to feel? I wanted a hardcover book. I didn't want to go with a paperback. I wanted to have, you know, that's the thing about a cookbook. People still use cookbooks as physical books. You take it out, you bring it into the kitchen, you know, it's there with you. So you don't want something that's flimsy, you know, even like my paper choice in there, you know, it's not cheap paper. It's meant to be thick. And, you know, just in case you spill something on it, you'll be able to wipe it back off. Worst case.
That's a good idea too. So, tell us about, can you tell us about some of your recipes that are in the book and what you cover?
Great. Yeah. So the whole idea of the book was to make sure anything that could be done in it, somebody could do at home with just a basic setup. So you don't need a lot of fancy equipment, though I have a couple recipes where I make some suggestions. But it's a general cookbook. So it takes you through some fundamental recipes. My fundamentals, I mean, you know, if you want to work on, like, just knife skills-based things, you know, making a good pico de gallo, it's basic, it's easy, but it gets you kind of warmed up for doing a lot of the more complex recipes if they require a lot more knife cuts. There's a whole pasta section, making fresh pasta sauces to go with them. There's mother sauces, the five fundamental mother sauces of classic cuisine. There's a soup, stews, and rice cookery, apps, entrees, side dishes. There's a separate baking and pastry, because I am a pastry chef. I couldn't just make one small section, of course. I had to make it two separate ones. So the baking section, a little more bread-based. Pastry section gets a little more complicated, multi-component things. You know, pies are in there. There's some tarts. There's a lemon tart in there. That's one of my favorites. French macaroons with some fillings. There's an ice cream in there. And then there's a beverage section as well. So you'll be able to kind of pair together an entire meal by using the whole book. I will say that it's all spirit-free in the beverage section, but anybody who has a home bar, you can probably figure out if you want to spice up some of those drinks into a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, there's a question I want to ask you, because I like to cook myself. And one of the questions that I have to ask you is that, now, you must have noticed this. So your recipes, in order to make some of your recipes in this book, I noticed that making a recipe is one thing, but being able to afford the spices and stuff, that could be another. Yes?
Oh, of course. And especially with, you know, we have rising prices here and there, but spices, you think about the cost of cinnamon. The cost of cinnamon per pound is somewhere between $18 and $25 a pound. Now, most people are not buying it by the pound, but, you know, it does get expensive. So when I crafted this book, you know, I wanted to make sure that everything's approachable. Yeah, a couple of the recipes here and there might ask for some fancy things. I'd say 95 to 98% of the recipes in here are just made with simple things, and especially if you're buying things that are in season. So there's a recipe in there for a good tomato sauce. Well, if you're buying tomatoes right now, and tomatoes are beautiful, they're in season, and you can jar that and can that if you wish, and then, you know, you can kind of think about, you know, how you cook that way. You know, buying strawberries in the dead of January, probably not the best time to do it. It could be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's urging everybody when they cook to think about seasonality, because when you have something in season, it's always so much better. I mean, you've probably had, you know, a tomato off the vine. You don't need anything with it. Maybe a little sprinkle of salt and just eat it right there.
Oh, absolutely. So your cookbook is financially friendly, then, is what you're telling us, right?
Yeah. You know, everything in there, you know, I can't think of anything that's exorbitant. You know, I make some suggestions more on equipment. So there's the pasta section that I mentioned, and it's fresh pasta. Now, you do not need anything fancy to make fresh pasta. You need a table, a fork, and a rolling pin. You don't have a rolling pin? Grab a bottle of wine. When you're done, drink the bottle of wine. But you don't get the job done. But you know, I make some suggestions in there where you might want to go out and get a pasta machine. But honestly, you know, the best places to get a pasta machine, if you're like, I don't know if I'm going to really want to do a lot of pasta making at home, go to your local thrift store. Because if you think about it, and I always tell my students this, people, they get married all the time. They have a registry. When you make a wedding registry, you have these lofty ideas that you're going to be doing all this grand cooking at home. You ask for all the cooking equipment. And you use it once, and then it goes underneath the stairs or in the basement up in the attic, and you never look at it again. So when somebody cleans their house, that pasta machine ends up in a thrift store.
Just like a treadmill.
Like $5 brand new.
Yeah.
So you got to be thrifty about things. Because if you're not going to use that much, why invest in a $75 machine right off the bat? But if you like it, so if you get this book and you really love making fresh pasta, then you can choose to invest in something a little bit more fancy. Same thing, there's a couple recipes that require a wok, but a saute pan is just fine, and that's what the recipe primarily calls for. But there's some notes, make some suggestions. And even in the beverage section, a couple of them call for using, you know, bubbly water. And, you know, if you want to invest in one of those machines that makes carbonated water, great, sure. Kind of an investment, but you can also just go to the store and buy seltzer.
Yeah, good tip.
Right. Yeah. Have you made your tomato sauce for your mom and dad?
Yeah, it gets to be a touchy thing when your father's an Italian, because I can't come anywhere close to grandma. You know, it's not going to happen. So I know I've made some suggestions over the years, and my dad, Buffalo Bob, you know, he's warmed up to some of them. My big win with the Italian food, though, he bakes his meatballs now.
And that's
the best way to do it. That recipe is also in the cookbook. And, you know, it's the best way to evenly cook. If you got to make 50 meatballs, nobody's got time to slave over a saute pan that long. So much faster to do it in there. But, you know, he has tried, and I think he's quietly judged. But, you know, again, it won't be as good as grandma, but, you know, that's all right.
He brought his meatballs into the studio one day. And they were really, really good. And he self-proclaimed that he makes the best meat the balls in the world.
Hey, you know, they're pretty darn good. You know, we've never gone head to head, but I've made some suggestions over the years to kind of make things a little bit better, and I was happy to see he's used them too.
Absolutely. So what else does your book cover recipe wise?
What I really like is there's a whole rice cookery section, and, you know, being Italian, and my spouse, she's Italian too, so we have Italian cuisine all around us. There's a great risotto recipe in there, and if you've never made risotto, it can be kind of labor-intensive. It can be daunting if you're looking at this, like, vast recipe of what to do. Yeah. This one, it's a mushroom risotto. It's got some peas in it. It's a recipe I've always used kind of as a primer with my students who are young. They're high schoolers, and mushrooms and peas, you ask a high schooler or a middle schooler, excuse me, you know, do they want to eat them? Yeah, we all know what the answer is. It's like Brussels sprouts, you know, getting kids to eat those. It's difficult. But if you can learn how to properly cook a mushroom, and in this recipe, you cook them down, you roast them, and all that, and it really develops a lot of flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I try to explain it in a very simple way. So there's the risotto, personal favorite of mine. It was actually one of the my parents were the first people who got a copy of the book, and my mother's like, "Oh, I'm gonna make the risotto recipe." I'm like, "Yes, please do so. Send pictures."
Derek, let me ask you a very important question here. If I may interrupt your train of thought. So how do people get a hold of your book?
That's a really important question. So it's on Amazon. It's also on Etsy. It's called A Field Guide to the Culinary Arts. So you can easily just search that in either of those platforms. On Amazon, you can buy it, just get a book. If you want a signed copy, you would go on Etsy. You can also go to my website at www.derekcorsino.com. There's a header with both links on there as well. Or you can follow me on social media. I'm posting about the book all the time. Best one to find me is at Professor Cake, all one word, on Instagram.
All right. Hey, Derek, we got to wrap things up, but it was great talking to you again, my friend.
Always great to be on here.
Yeah, Derek Corsino. Thank you so much, and good luck with your cookbook.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one.